Hello and welcome. You are listening to the Ditch Decade Diets podcast. I am your host, Lorna Perozzo, certified food freedom coach and founder of the Ditch Decade Diets Academy. I've spent 10 years in an unhealthy relationship with food, binge eating, over-exercising, and feeling insecure in my body. This podcast is all about helping you get to the root of your food struggles and teaching you how to rewire your brain so you can end binge eating. If you're ready to improve your relationship with food and cultivate more self-love towards yourself and your health, this is the podcast for you. So let's get to it and jump right in. Why is it that you're able to eat healthy during the day? And you actually find it pretty easy to do during the day. But then come the evening, you feel like a switch literally goes off in your brain. That's when your sugar cravings kick in. That's when you feel out of control with food. That's when you feel like you blow an entire full day of eating healthy out the window. Why this actually happens? Number one, your brain's decision-making power fatigues as your day goes on. And so this is where it's like so easy for you to like make healthy or good choices, so to speak, during the day, right? Like your decision-making power is higher. You have more clarity. Motivation is higher in the morning. You're able to make more rational decisions. But then come the end of the day, you're trying to, you know, motivate yourself to not snack. You're trying to just go to bed early, but your brain is fatigued. Your brain is tired and your brain just reverts to what's easiest and what's most familiar and what you're so used to, aka binging and self-soothing with food. My binging always happened in the evening. Literally, it was like, I enjoyed eating healthy and I'm sure you do as well too. And this is why it was so frustrating because I was like, literally, why am I doing this to myself? I'm eating healthy all day. Like, you know, I have my healthy meals and I enjoy them. Like it didn't feel like I was like, well, I kind of was forcing myself to eat certain meals, right? But I did enjoy it. It was like this weird balance of like, I kind of felt like I was forcing myself to eat the certain meals that I told myself I needed to have, but I also did enjoy it. Like I didn't want to, you know, go to McDonald's every single day, you know, like I didn't want to be eating ice cream, like for lunch. I actually enjoyed my healthy meals. And I was like so frustrated because I'm like, gosh darn it, if I didn't binge at night, I would feel way better in my body. I would wake up feeling so much more energized and actually be able to get in a workout versus like feeling so freaking sluggish and like inflamed and bloated. But I kept telling myself, like, just try harder, like just don't binge at night. Like I would wake up in the morning and I'm like, don't binge. You're not going to binge tonight. I would like try to like tell myself, like, don't do it. But when your brain is tired and it's fatigued, you can't just tell yourself, don't do it. Your brain's like, I want to go the easiest route. Normally you come home and binge. It's a habit. I'm going to keep doing that. That's really the first reason why binges happen in the evening is because your brain fatigues. The second reason, which I kind of talked about, is when you are trying to do super well all day, like that's a good thing. Like if you enjoy eating healthy, that's a good thing. But if you're wanting certain foods and you're like, no, I can't have that as a snack, or, you know, I need to eat super healthy, you're just going to end up binging and becoming less more impulsive at night. So like I said, I would pack my meals to go to work. I look forward to them. Like I literally was like so excited and I would have my meals and it would taste delicious. But sometimes like after a meal, I was like, it would be so good if I just had some chocolate right now. Like it would be so good if I just like had, you know, like something sweet, or like, you know, if I just had like, you know, a little chocolate bar, like or something, like something, you know, like, or like some chocolate chips or whatever it was. But I would never pack those foods with me. I would never allow myself to have it because I'm like, well, you got to eat healthy all day. And then what do you think I would come home and do? Even if I was full, even if I was satisfied, I would still binge. And this is the thing, when you are trying to like eat super healthy all day, again, that's a good thing. Like you want to feel really, really good. But also if you're not allowing yourself to have chocolate during the day, you're going to binge on it at night. If you are, you know, wanting a, a certain snack and you're like, nope, you gotta stick with your plain yogurt and your blueberries. You're gonna just binge on that snack of whatever it is that you want in the evening. That's what it is. And again, you're allowed to enjoy eating healthy. But there's a difference between I have to and I should, and I enjoy eating healthy, but also this would be good, but I can't because like I should be eating healthy. Like balance is not perfect. Balance is not just protein and vegetables. Balance is have your protein and your vegetables and your sweet potatoes and your carbs and whatever it is, and also enjoy the foods that you want to eat. Right? That's the second reason you binge at night. The third reason is you're just not eating enough throughout the day. And this often happens because number one, if you've binged last night, so let's say you just had a binge and you wake up in the morning, you're probably not hungry. Guys, I literally remember feeling like a puffball in the morning. I felt like hungover. I don't even drink, but I felt like I had a food hangover because I ate so much and I would wake up in the morning still bloated. Like even going to bed, I couldn't even sleep on my stomach. I couldn't even sleep on my side because it felt like all the food was just sitting there. I had to like sleep on my back and I was like, I would get night sweats. I'd literally be sweating and like farting because I like eat so much and like all the foods that I would never allow myself to have during the day. So then again, come the evening, I'd be eating like so much chocolate and sweets and I'd be up all night because of all the sugar. And anyways, the next morning, I'd still be full. So if you wake up and you're still full and bloated, you, number one, you're probably not going to be hungry for breakfast. You're pushing off your meals and maybe you don't even eat all day. Or number two, like you're trying to compensate and you're like, I ate so much last night, I can't eat today. Or I can't eat for the first hour, or I can't eat for the first, little bit. But that's just going to create more binges. If you literally tell yourself like you can't eat a lot because like either you ate so much last night and now you have to like restrict, or well, you're just going to binge at night, like you better not eat a lot during the day, that's going to cause you to binge more at night. Period. And again, like you might not be eating enough throughout the day because like I had one client that I worked with in the academy, and she would not eat all day because she wanted to like save up calories because she had two little girls and she was really busy during the day, obviously taking care of her kids and working and all the things. And so the only time that she had really for herself was the evening. Like it would be her time just to chill out. So that's when she would always binge. And she, because she knew she would be binging at that time, binging at night and consuming a lot of calories, she didn't want to eat throughout the day because she's like, well, then I'm going to gain 1 million pounds because if I'm eating more throughout the day, then I'm just going to like, and I'm binging at night, that's going to be way too many calories. And I told her like, actually, the reason you're binging at night is that you're not eating all day. And if you just ate more throughout the day, you would have less binges. Now, the fourth reason why you're binging at night is because, again, you're eating what you think you should be eating, not what you actually want. What do you actually want? Like when you open up your pantry, you open up your fridge, like you know what you want. But oftentimes you're like, nope, can't eat that. Nope, too many calories. Nope, too high in fat. Nope, too high in carbs. And then you end up just having it anyways. This happens all the time. Like I said with my example, it's like I would have loved a piece of chocolate with my lunch. But because I never allowed myself to do that, because I'm like, oh, I should just eat the protein and vegetables. Then I came home and I end up binging on the chocolate. If you want to have less binges at night, you need to, number one, actually use brain-based tools in the morning. Like I said, your brain is most fresh in the morning. Before your brain fatigues, you want to take advantage of that first period in the morning. The first 15, 30 minutes of your day is so magical. This is how you can reprogram your brain. You want to utilize brain-based techniques first thing in the morning when your brain is most fresh. You want to start honoring your cravings throughout the day to prevent binges at night. You want to eat enough regularly throughout the day so you're not impulsive and so ravenous come the evening. When you do this, you can have a snack in the evening if you're hungry and not spiral into a binge. You can actually relax in the evenings without self-soothing with food. You can actually wake up in the morning and feeling light and energetic, not, so full from how much you ate last night. You don't have to deprive yourself. You don't have to close the kitchen at 7 o'clock. And you definitely don't need to be doing intermittent fasting or telling yourself to just go to bed early, drink some water and tea, like just brush your teeth so that hopefully you don't snack. You can eat at night. Like eating at night is not bad. What's wrong is the binging, the out of control feeling. But I'm going to teach you inside of my upcoming program, Break the Late Night Binge. I'm going to teach you how to be able to have some chocolate to satisfy your sweet tooth, even after dinner, and be able to have a few pieces and that's it. Move on with your evening. I'm going to teach you how to actually be okay with watching TV without needing a snack when you know you're not hungry. So if you know you eat pretty healthy all day, but then come the evenings, that's when you feel out of control, whether you're binging or you're snacking out of boredom. You actually want to unwind in the evening without feeling guilty, right? Or using food to soothe. You want to be able to have a snack in the evening if you're hungry and just move on, not have it be the start of a binge. And like I said, you want to be able to wake up in the morning and feeling light and energetic and being able to move your body because you have so much energy. You're not like so inflamed and bloated from last night's binge. This program is for you. This program is designed specifically to help you regain control with food and stop your binging, emotional eating, snacking, boredom eating when you know you're not hungry late at night. So we are starting at the end of March, which I'm super, 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 super excited for. All the details will be down below. We start March 28th. You can join us. Come learn all the tools to help you become less impulsive with food late at night so that you can enjoy eating healthy all day and continue that on throughout the rest of the night.